today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. I hope you're having a great summer. You know, we're kind of coming down to the close of the summer, and a lot of our kids are going back to the school, and teachers are returning to school. I'd encourage you to pray for them. Pray for the teachers, and pray for the students as well as they meet new friends and new teachers and new classes. I was a teacher for 15 years, and every year I think about the things that the teachers are going through, getting their classes ready and getting their materials ready and getting everything prepared for school to start. So pray for your teachers, pray for our students as they return to school. And I hope you're having a great summer, and fall will be a great fall for you as well. Thank you for joining us in Consider His Word today. We're looking at the book of 1 Thessalonians. We first looked at how the church at Thessalonica was started. Paul and several others went there. They began in the temple preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. Many came to the Savior and got saved, and now Paul is writing to them. We're going to be looking at the book of 1 Thessalonians, and if you have a Bible and have access to the Scripture, I'd encourage you to join us today as we consider God's Word. While you're turning there, I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. Now, I want to tell you something. I don't know what happened, but somewhere, several people had sent me an email about the prayer journal, and those emails have gotten lost. I don't know what happened to them. I don't think I deleted them, but that's certainly possible. And so if you wrote to us by email and requested the prayer journals, could you write to us again, please? I am so sorry, but please write to us again. We'd love to get these prayer journals into your hand. I'll give you that email again. You can write to me at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, there were a few who wrote to us, but they did not give us an address. If you want us to send these prayer journals to you, you've got to send us an address. Now, you can also contact us through the website. Just to go to considerhisword.org and click on the contact list, and we can hear from you that way. Most write to us by snail mail and write to us at our post office. So you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I got to tell you, we've just got a handful of these left, and we'd love to get them to you. So write to us for a free prayer journal. This little journal can just fit in your shirt pocket or fit into a purse. And I take mine to church on Wednesday night, and when people give the prayer requests, I write them down and can remember to pray for them all week. So write to us and get your prayer journal. We're looking forward to hearing from you. 1 Thessalonians is an amazing book to study, as Paul wrote to this church and encouraged them about a couple of things. Now, when he got to Athens, Paul had been at Thessalonica. He left because of the persecution that was arising there. The Bible tells us that he went through Berea, and then he went down to Athens. And while he was at Athens, he sent Timothy back to Thessalonica. Now, he was concerned for this church, and there were two things especially that he was concerned about. First of all, was that somebody had come there and taught them that the rapture had already come, that Jesus had already returned, and they missed it. And that's why they were having such a hard time, that they were currently going through the tribulation. Well, this is not true. We're going to talk about this more today. But also he addressed the trouble that they were going through. Many who did not believe, especially the Jews, were rising up against the Christians and coming against them. And he wrote to them to encourage them about enduring through the trouble. Now, today, we're going to look at his writing to them and what he said to them about the tribulation in the last days. And then, Lord willing, next week, we're going to look at the trouble that they had, and then we'll begin wrapping this series up. Now, I want to remind you that all of these messages, you can go back and hear at the website at considerhisword.org. If you can pull it up on your phone, you can pull it up on a computer. If you're driving somewhere, I'd encourage you to pull it up on your phone and listen to it as you travel down the highway. Again, considerhisword.org. Now, in 1 Thessalonians, Paul wrote to them about these two things. I want to go back and read a little bit at the beginning of the chapter. And so let's begin at chapter 1 and verse 1. In this little introduction and the things Paul said to them, we touched on some of these last week. He said, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. As Paul writes to them, he's concerned about this church, as he was all of the churches that he wrote to. And as I mentioned, somebody had told them that Jesus had already come and that they had missed it, and this is why they were going to trouble. Now, I've heard people say this today, that Jesus has not come yet. I don't believe that's true. Now, I'm talking about the second coming. Certainly, Jesus came and walked this earth, lived a perfect life, died on a cross, rose from the dead, and is sitting at the right hand of the Father. And he told the disciples before he left, remember in John 14, he said, you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there may you be also. And Jesus promised them that he would come again. Even when Jesus ascended into heaven, the Bible says that there were two standing by them in white apparel. These guys were looking up into heaven. And this man in white apparel, we believe it was an angel, said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into the heavens? This same Jesus which is taken from you will so come in like manner as ye have seen him go. And so several times in the New Testament, there was a promise that Jesus would return. Now Paul writes to us, and this is a very important passage of Scripture, and we have to go over to 1 Thessalonians 4 to pick this up. And he begins by saying, I would not have you be ignorant. I want you to know what the truth is concerning the returning of the Lord. I want to read all of this passage. He said, I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, or those which had died, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For we say this unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. This event we call the rapture. You will not find the word rapture in the New Testament. It simply means the catching away. And I believe this is the very next event that will happen in Bible history and in Bible prophecy. I believe it's the next thing that God will one day bring all of his people home. And it's going to happen, the Bible says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. It's going to happen faster than you can imagine. And it's going to come. He tells us exactly that there will be a shout, there'll be the voice of the archangel, and then we'll be caught up together to be with the Lord in the air. Now, in the next chapter, when we get into chapter 5, he talks a little bit and touches on the tribulation that will come and that it's going to get worse. And he reminds him, I'm going to go into chapter 5. He said, but of the times and of the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write to you, for ye yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. When they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Your children of light and the children of the day, we're not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. He's saying we ought to watch and watch for when Jesus will come. It could happen at any moment. And several times he told them to be comforted by these words. Listen, I believe this, that if you're not saved, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, the return of the Lord should strike fear in your heart, because you'll be left behind and you will go through the tribulation. But if you know the Lord, then when we speak of the rapture and we speak of these last days, they should be comforting to you. They should bring comfort to your heart. For one thing, God has not forgotten you. And I believe he will come. He said it again in verse 11, in chapter 5, verse 11. He said, wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. So in these words, we should encourage each other. We should be excited about the rapture. You realize that it could come today. Before you lay down your bed, in your bed tonight, before you lay your head on your pillow, he could come. It will be, he said, forever with the Lord. And I hope you have that hope, that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, that you've trusted him, and that you're living for him, and that you know him, and that the words of the rapture and the words of the tribulation, the words of the scripture, you would find comforting to your heart. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.